Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Well, it's only Tuesday. It's a Tolo Tuesday, by the way. But we are already looking ahead. That's what we do, right? We react. We overreact about what happened last Saturday, last weekend, and then we turn the page to what could happen 1 hour ago. Diesel, you and I gave some early leans for the Upset Picks Challenge, which opens in less than 24 hours, by the way, tomorrow at 4 p.m. when you and I will be live at Ingalls at 8650 Asheville Highway in Boiling Springs. It's a Springfield location right across from Mountain View Prep. Come see us tomorrow if you want an Ingalls gift card in your hand. But we were looking at some early leans for the Upset Picks Challenge, and while doing so, we stumbled across the fact that this might be the best weekend thus far of college football. Do you agree with that, Tolos, out there at 844-326-3663? Because opening weekend, Diesel, was pretty good. You had Ohio State, Texas. You had Clemson, LSU.
Yeah, Bama, Florida State.
Bama, Florida State. But could I offer you the slate that's coming up this weekend of LSU, Florida, Miami, USF, Georgia, Tennessee, Notre Dame, A&M, South Carolina, Vandy, both 2-0, by the way, Clemson, Georgia Tech, and Ole Miss, Arkansas. I know it's not maybe as sexy as a normal top weekend in college football, but boy, this might be one of the better ones of the year, right?
Yeah, there's some really fun storylines here. You know, you got the gunslinger in Diego Pavia going up against a guy that could backdoor his way into that's not the right word to use, but could ascend and come from sort of back in the pack to be a Heisman Trophy finalist. That's a great storyline. USF upsetting two teams in a row. Facing Miami. Miami, obviously, they don't want to be the third team that gets upset by the USF Bulls.
Oh, boy. Wouldn't that be bad?
That would be wild. And that one, I don't have the line directly in front of me, but I think that one was somewhere in the 15.5, 16.5 range.
It's a hefty one.
That's a big one. Yeah. Somebody's going to take it, right? I mean, they're going to keep riding the hot hand and see if USF can do it 3 weeks in a row.
They are. I'll tell you this. I look at the games this weekend, and I do find myself fascinated by almost all of them. And Tolo's out there. If we need to rank them, we can do that as well in terms of where your interest lies for these games. Here's how you can get in touch with the show. If you're new to the show, you can text the Hub City Spartanburgers text line at 844-326-3663. Phone lines just so happens to be the same number. You can call the show. Phone lines are open at this very second. Bam, I just opened them up. You can call if you want in on the conversation. But let's try to figure out storyline for storyline. Let's do it that way. Okay. Because you and I always do like, LSU, Florida, two good teams, whatever. We can get into the X's and O's all we want. But let's rank these bad boys by storylines. Now, Diesel, because we are doing a radio show in South Carolina, there are going to be local storylines that, you know, are pushed to the top. And Tolos want to hear from you on these storylines, want to hear from you where you rank them based on the storyline. So between the matchups, again, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 that I threw out there for you. Again, LSU, Florida, Miami, USF, Georgia, Tennessee, Notre Dame, A&M, South Carolina, Vandy, Clemson, Georgia Tech, and Ole Miss, Arkansas. Let's start at the bottom and work our way to the top. Of those seven, Diesel, of those seven Tolos at 844-FAN-PHONE, F-A-N-F-O-N-E, which of those piques your interest the least?
God, it's hard.
It's hard. There's some good ones.
Can I go 1F?
That's what I'm saying.
1G, because these are all really good games.
And you're going to have to choose, because the time slots will tell you on Friday, during the Friday show, where these games fall in terms of the time slots. But at some point Saturday, if you do choose to sit on the couch and watch football all day long, you're going to have to choose between some of these. Unless you have the quad.
I liked it.
Set up.
The one bad thing that the Roku ESPN app doesn't do yet, it doesn't let you select which games go in the four corners.
The YouTube TV finally just started allowing you to do that.
Right. It's currently curated for you. So if you want to watch, for me, if I want to watch some like random G5 game mixed in with the Miami USF game, I can't do that. I have to have multiple. I still have to have multiple screens.
You know what's
going.
So crazy about this? This is how bad we are as a society. This is just how bad us humans are. Like, this is me. I love the quad setup. I love it. But I'm at a tailgate Saturday in Columbia. I was there most of the day. And the TV we were watching, it was a big TV, had the quad setup. So there's probably 15, 20 people at the tailgate watching the game. And, like, that's fine, but maybe this is just because I'm very ADHD. I can't focus on one game if I've got four on. I just can't. Size has a lot to do with it. So Iowa State, Iowa was playing. I was wanting to watch. It was a good game. Iowa State, that was a really close game. We ended up putting the one game on. My point being, I don't know. I think I've turned.
So you're getting older, Cole. That's the thing is, you know, we want the illusion of choice, but then when we have too much choice, we don't want that choice after all.
That's
we want to be
I'm
able
saying.
To focus in on something. Yeah, there's a movement right now, Cole. People are getting rid of their smartphones and they're going to dumb phone's not the right
dumb
word
phone.
For it, but
you
it's
said
like
dumb phone. You
it's
said.
Not well, okay, dumb phone, but basically your phone operates like one of those Kindle e-readers where it's black and white.
Yeah.
The refresh rate is really slow. It's meant to keep you away from your phone, even though it can still do all of those things, but not very well.
So a lot of interaction coming in on the text line, 844-326-3663. We'll get to that in a second. It is weird, though. It's bad that we say that, but that's where we are. We want to rank these games in terms of storylines. Which ones interest us? So 1-7 of the seven games I chose. Let's go to the phone lines first, though, and go ahead and knock this one out. This ought to be a banger on this Tolo Tuesday, right? Dewey wants to chime in. Our daily Dewey at 844-326-3663. What's on your mind, Dewey?
Oh, yes. Those SEC games, they present a bunch of good upset potentials. But I'm seeing Florida over LSU. That would be a big one.
The most interesting or the wildest upset?
Well, a little of both. I don't think it'll be a wild upset. Florida's, they're okay, and they did crap the bed last week, but But that coach, he's going to be playing for his job.
You know what?
And they got a little bit of a push to try to save his job.
I kind of agree with Dewey.
LSU played Clemson, and they did okay, but I don't believe LSU is as great as people make them out to be. So I think that would be a good one. And I'd like to see Ole Miss go down from Arkansas because I don't like Lane Kiffin.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Dewey. If you had to rank them, what would be the one that intrigues you the most and the one that intrigues you the least? You mean read them off again?
Yes.
LSU. Ready? Ready?
Yes.
I can't do it without LSU, Florida, Miami, USF, Georgia, Tennessee, Notre Dame, A&M, South Carolina, Vandy, Clemson, Georgia Tech, and Ole Miss, Arkansas. The most and the least.
Miami and the Southern Florida.
Yeah, team, South Florida.
It might be interesting to South Florida because of what they did to Florida. And I wouldn't mind seeing that happen to Miami either because Miami sucks. And I don't like Carson, whatever his name is. And
are you going to call in and tell Madcraft off if South Florida gets the upset, Dewey?
I'll think of something.
What's the one that intrigues you the most before we let you go? Or the least, I'm sorry, the least.
The least, Arkansas and Ole Miss, because as much as I want Arkansas to upset Ole Miss, that's not going to happen. Arkansas has been terrible for years now, and they still suck.
Thanks, Dewey. Yeah,
they've got a really good quarterback, and it's Sam Pittman, maybe fighting to save his job over Lane Kiffin, the trash talker.
I know it's good not to say, I mean, I don't know if it's good to say this, but I actually agree with a lot of what Dewey said today. Does Dewey know ball?
Have you been drinking today?
Does Dewey know ball? Wow. I mean, is that where we are? Like, I agree with, like, tell me, before we get back to the list, LSU, Florida. To his point, LSU hadn't looked, like, offensively against Clemson. Were they bad, or was Clemson's defense really good? Last week, LSU was meh, right?
Right.
I'm just saying that, like, he's right on Napier coaching for his job right now, isn't he?
This is, you know, DJ Uiagalelei's chance to show that he is a quality quarterback,
Just Uiagalelei?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
Uiagalelei. But to me, like, that's why this one's probably the least compelling of all of them. And it's hard to say that any of these games are not compelling because they're all compelling. But that's probably the least to me because I think LSU's probably going to roll them.
See, I'm going to go Ole Miss, Arkansas as my least compelling.
I like that one because Sam Pittman's got a quarterback now for the first time in a long time. It's not
but
the
do you
top
believe
of my
in
list.
Them? Do you believe in them?
If there's what? There's seven games here? I'd probably put LSU, Florida as my seven. Arkansas, Ole Miss, my six. I would really, I'd probably put them as a six. I'd put Notre Dame, A&M as five.
Okay.
Probably Clemson, Georgia as four, to be honest, because I'm just not excited about following this team at all right now. Three is Notre Dame, A&M. Two, South Carolina, Vandy. And I think the most compelling is Georgia, Tennessee. It's a top 15 versus top 15 matchup. It's number 6 versus number 15. And the game's being played at Georgia, correct?
It's being played, I think it's at Tennessee. Hold on. I'm sorry. I think it's at Tennessee. Let me make sure. Yeah, it's at Tennessee.
Oh, that's going to be
good. It's in Knoxville.
That's going to be good.
I've got my list for you in just a second. Let me go to the phone lines first.
Yeah.
My least intriguing, though, is Ole Miss, Arkansas. My number one is LSU, Florida.
Wow. See, we value very different things.
By the way, caller, we lost you. If you want to call back and get in, I was about to come to you. So call back if you want to get in. So here's where I am. Most intriguing. I'm going Ole Miss, Arkansas at 7. Mm-hmm. At 6, I'm going Clemson, Georgia Tech. I'm sorry. I know I'm a host in the upstate of South Carolina, and I should tell you that this game's going to be spectacular. I'm just not uberly intrigged by this game there. Midway?
I had him at 4. I mean, look, Georgia Tech and Haynes King is a good football team. But they're playing. But I mean, they're not going to be sexy against anybody. And Clemson has looked awful offensively through two games. Maybe it's compelling because is this their get right game? Maybe they woke them up somehow. But it's not the top of my list. It's not even. It's kind of in the middle. I think the Clemson Georgia Tech game is the one that you kind of peek over to every now and again just to see what the score is.
Yeah, I don't hate that. It's just. I just don't know that it's going to be riveting football, you know? Like, is it going to be riveting?
Maybe in the fourth quarter if Clemson is down 7 points with, 4 minutes to go in the ball.
So here's my list. I've got it. I just finalized it. 7, least interest, Ole Miss, Arkansas. 6, Clemson, Georgia Tech. 5, Miami, USF. 4, Notre Dame, A&M. 3, Georgia, Tennessee. 2, South Carolina, Vandy. As I told you, I'm most interested in LSU, Florida. I think that could be a lot of fun on Saturday. Let's see what Kev has to say back on the phone lines at 844-326-3663. What's up, Kev?
Kev, you got us?
Yes, sir.
What's up, Kev?
All right, it's actually Jeff. Sorry.
Oh, Jeff. Sorry about
Jeff,
that.
Jeff, that's my apologies. I can't hear good, evidently.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Sorry about that. That's my apologies. I can't hear good, evidently.
What do you have to say, Jeff?
No, it's Gamecock Tim. But
Gamecock Tim.
Yes, sir. My least on that list is actually the Notre Dame, I would say. Then I'm going with the Arkansas, I think, and then moving up LSU, and then we got Miami.
Miami's playing USF.
Yeah. Then I got to Tennessee, which that one because it's the most interesting to me, other than. But of course, gotta love my Gamecocks.
Sure.
And then that Clemson Georgia Tech, just because I think Georgia Tech is going to give them all they can handle.
Okay.
But I would have to still go with Clemson in that game though. But that's my interest on that one. So
I like it. Mm. So your top one was your top one Clemson Georgia Tech? You said.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
I like it. Here. Gamecock Tim, appreciate you calling the show, man.
Thanks, Tim.
Yes, sir.
Clemson, Georgia, think about that. Clemson, Georgia Tech was a Gamecock fan's number one most intriguing game this weekend. How about it?
So you're telling me that South Carolina fans think about Clemson more than they think about themselves. Is that true, Tom, in Somerville?
They probably want them to lose. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. I don't know what the word riveting means, but I will say it sounds like something that says Cade Klubnik. So if that means watching Cade Klubnik,
Tom, I hate to break this to you. Unfortunately, riveting and Cade Klubnik hadn't been used in the same sentence this year, right, Diesel?
Not once.
Oh,
the last time Klubnik was riveting was right before kickoff of the LSU game.
And against Texas at times, he was riveting.
Oh, okay. So that means good, basically.
Yeah, riveting is really interesting.
Okay. Well, it is not the most riveting game of the weekend by any means. but, y'all mentioned that Georgia-Tennessee game. I got a stat for y'all, and it is wild. It's actually a two-parter here.
Do we need a drum roll?
Let's get a drum roll. Right. Let's get a drum roll. The last Tennessee football coach to beat Kirby Smart was Butch Jones at Tennessee. He ain't walking that sideline this weekend. And Kirby Smart in SEC openers is 9-0 at Georgia with a combined average victory of 20.5 points per game in the SEC opener. And on top of that, since the Hail Mary loss to Tennessee in 2016, Kirby Smart has beaten Tennessee every time by more than 14 points. This game Saturday is not going to be close. Kirby Smart made sure his guys played like crap last week so he would wake them up. The same thing Dabo, Troy, the Bulldogs, and as much as it hates me to say it, the Clemson Tigers are going to cover this weekend, and they're going to look pretty good in doing it. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Wow.
The other team in this state, I was kind of concerned yesterday, but I'm starting to feel a little bit better about the Gamecocks. I'm not as concerned because Vanderbilt has not beaten us in Columbia since 2007. I think a late turnover is going to be the difference, and the Gamecocks are going to sneak one out, guys.
I like it. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Good stuff there. Good stuff from
you. You know, when I sneak one out, my wife makes me open the window.
Oh, man. Also, JT and Greer getting in on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line, talking about Tennessee's defensive backs being out.
It's true.
That's true. Hurricane Jeff chiming in. Nashty talking about LSU, Florida not doing it for them. Really good interaction there, Tolos.
When we come back, Cole, let's do this. Let's go behind enemy lines. Talk to Andy Demetra, play-by-play voice for Georgia Tech football. He's coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, Clemson has not looked great in its first two outings this season, though they do sit at 2-0, and they're on the road this weekend in their first true road test of the season, facing the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets for just about 2 hours down the road. And to talk about it, go behind enemy lines, we bring on Andy Demetra, the play-by-play voice of Georgia Tech Athletics and Georgia Tech Football. Andy, welcome back to the show. It's been a little while since we've had you on. It's got to feel like Georgia Tech and Haynes King are licking their lips this weekend, because this Clemson team, with all its preseason hype, looks very gettable.
Yeah, it's a big line in the sand game, frankly, for both programs. I think Georgia Tech wants to legitimize a lot of the hype and attention they had received this preseason. We know they haven't beaten Clemson in their last nine outings, and Clemson, you know, even though they've stumbled a bit these first two games, and even though Florida State and Miami are off to fantastic starts themselves, Clemson is still the lodestone of the ACC, and there is something to be said about going in with all that expectation, all that attention, and being able to deliver a win in front of your home fans. So it's going to be a pretty charged atmosphere at Bobby Dodd Stadium, a Hyundai Field, and it'll be a good early measuring stick for both coaches to see how their teams respond in that situation.
Andy, in Diesel's question there, you answer with the results of what Clemson's done in the first two games. That's where I want to go with my first question to you. By the way, always appreciate you hopping on with us. Have those first two results, obviously a win on Saturday, Clemson will take it, but the way in which Clemson has played in the first two, has that surprised you at all?
It has, only because we all know about the level of production that Clemson returned. And Cade Klubnik is a top two quarterback in the ACC, and rightfully so. You could make the argument he is the top returning quarterback in the ACC. So a little uncharacteristic to see some of his missed throws and some of his errant scrambling in the pocket. Not having Antonio Williams certainly will leech some of the explosiveness out of that Clemson offense. And I get that they're playing a converted wide receiver at running back, and you have to presume Adam Randall will get more comfortable as the season goes on, and who he's been in weeks one and two may not resemble the Adam Randall that Clemson will get in weeks 8, 9, 10, and so on. So it is a little surprising, but also Dabo has the track record of his teams getting better as the season goes on, and we know they have so many dudes on defense. They don't need to be a prolific high-scoring offense to be able to get a W. As we've seen so many times throughout Dabo's tenure, and whenever you have guys like Brown and Woodaz and Woods and Parker, and the list goes on, and Terrell, those are some of the best defensive players you'll get in the ACC. So it's still going to be a big challenge for Georgia Tech, and they are under no delusions otherwise come Saturday.
Andy, Georgia Tech has one of the most interesting stadiums in college football. And by interesting, I say you can put on a hard hat and a lamp on your forehead and go spelunking a little bit underneath the stands. I wonder, to our fans, our audience who doesn't know, there is some section of the preserved original concrete structures from the early 1910s underneath the main supports of what's now there. Do you ever get a chance to go spelunking under there? I know that's used for storage, so it's not as dangerous as it sounds, but you ever wander down there?
Oh, I sure have. Yeah, you do feel like a Tomb Raider minus the torches. and that's what makes Bobby Dodd Stadium at Hyundai Field so cool. It's the oldest on-campus Division I football stadium in the U.S. It opened in 1913, and the original concrete grandstands, when the Grant Field, as it was called at the time, only seated 6,000, are still there. You can actually see the seat numbers on those concrete grandstands. And when they built a new west side stand, they determined, because of course Georgia Tech's an engineering school, that it would be more cost effective and more structurally sound for them to build the stands over the concrete grandstand rather than just completely remove those concrete grandstands themselves. So though it's not accessible to the public or to ticket holders, it does make it really cool, and it's a great blend of the old, historic, and the modern, because you look out over the east stands and you see that gleaming skyline of Atlanta. And so it's a really cool, charming, unique, historic venue in which to watch a game. And you know, they're expecting as close to a sellout, if not a full sellout, of 51,000-plus on Saturday. So it'll be a great atmosphere inside that stadium on top of all of its historic charms underneath, like you said.
play-by-play voice of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, Andy Demetra, joining us right here on the Fan Upstate. You see Georgia Tech, Andy, week in and week out. This morning, Dabo Swinney was asked about eye discipline playing Georgia Tech. Swinney said, eye discipline's critical. It's always critical regardless of style of play, but these guys pretty much every snap, there's a shift, there's a motion, there's some type of jet, and by nature of their scheme, you got quarterback power, quarterback counters, right? You have the RPOs built into it. They just control them based on the reaction of the defense, says Dabo Swinney. How much of the Clemson defensive unit's focus in your mind will be on the eye candy, the eye discipline, if you will, when you talk about Saturday's matchup?
Yeah, I think that's a priority anytime a team faces Georgia Tech, and Buster Faulkner has really solidified himself as a creative play caller and tactician of his style of offense. And Dabo's right. You will not see many other teams in America use more pre-snap shifts and motions than Georgia Tech will. They'll use a lot of 12 personnel and roll out two tight ends. There is some outside zone. There is some QB run game. There's some screens, and they've got some guys who can take the top off of a defense as well. And it's all designed to keep a defense off balance and sort of keep them flat-footed up front. Colorado had a pretty physically menacing defensive line when Tech played them in the season opener, but they could not just get any push. They only had three tackles for loss, and Georgia Tech gained 320 rushing yards against what were figured to be a very stout Colorado defensive front. So, yeah, it is an offense that can play some tricks on you. Eye discipline and reading your keys is paramount whenever you're facing Georgia Tech, and that's a testament to Buster Faulkner and what he's been able to do and how his playbook has evolved and how Georgia Tech has been able to recruit year over year the personnel that really fits the scheme.
Buster, how bullish do you – Andy, how bullish do you expect
– that's not a bad comparison.
How bullish do you expect Buster to be when it comes to trying to establish the run against this Clemson defense that it's been stellar against the run in its two games? Now it's the passing defense that has not been great for Clemson. Do you expect them to hammer, trying to get something going on the ground? Or if it's not working, are they going to really air this thing out?
I think Georgia Tech's identity is through the run. It was last year, and it was the year before that. So I don't think they're going to deviate much from that. And you've got a guy in Jamal Haynes who is preseason first team All-ACC. He's a dynamic, diminutive back who really brings his pads. He's not a guy that goes out easily on first contact. Georgia Tech now has a compliment to him in Malachi Hosley, who was Ivy League Player of the Year last season at Penn. He had a 100-yard rushing game versus Gardner-Webb last week, so they feel they can keep their backs fresh and roll them in. And then you also have to account for the QB run game. Aaron Filo didn't call his own number too much last week, but should we see him again on Saturday, he's not shy about calling his own number, and Haynes King is certainly not afraid about throwing his body around, as everybody saw in his performance rushing the football versus Colorado. So, you know, Georgia Tech, I think their identity is built through the run game, but there are a lot of different ways that they can attack through the run that may not make it as straightforward a stop as defenses would like. But, you know, again, whether it's been with Tom Allen or, you know, previous iterations, Clemson has always been really stingy stopping the run, and that'll be a big challenge on Georgia Tech's end as well. Is can they gain some rhythm and sustained productive yardage and stay on schedule when they do put the ball on the ground?
Andy, you mentioned Georgia Tech wanting to stick to who they are, but a question for you, just out of curiosity here. How much, in your mind, do you think Georgia Tech's game plan has changed against this Clemson team now, having seen what they've seen on film in the first two games where Clemson hasn't been the best, based on what maybe they would have expected and game planned for if these two teams were to have played in week one?
That's a good question, and you know, that's why you have a lot of guys making six-figure salaries up in those coaches' offices, because I'm sure that's what they're studying right now as we speak. But at the same time, you have to stay true to who you are. And, you know, it's not that Georgia Tech is a passing-averse team. You know, Haynes King last year was third in the nation in completion percentage, and he broke Riley Skinner's ACC record for single-season completion percentage. So, you know, they're not a bashful passing team if the situation calls for it. And they really feel good about how they've retooled their wide receivers room. Yes, they lost Eric Singleton Jr. He He was one of the most sought-after receivers in the transfer portal. He's now at Auburn. But they got Eric Rivers, so they swap out one Eric for another. And he was a third-team AP All-American at FIU last year and was among the nation's leaders in receptions and receiving touchdowns. You pair him with a guy like Malik Rutherford, who's fifth in school history or sixth in career receptions, and some other guys who can create mismatches with their body types and profiles. So, you know, Georgia Tech is still very confident if they do have to air it out. And I think they can just use that run to set up the pass, and it's been very productive for them. So, you know, accuracy, whether it's King or Fado, has not been an issue for them. While you do have to stay faithful to your identity as an offense, Georgia Tech is at its best when it is balanced between the run and the pass. And, you know, I'm sure they might have been given some ideas based on maybe some less than stellar performances on film from that Clemson pass defense. That being said, we all know Clemson has a lot of talent in that back four, and they're going to make life tough because they always seem to do that against Georgia Tech.
Andy, you mentioned freshman Aaron Filo there, who had just a phenomenal debut last week against Gardner-Webb, 21 completions, 373 yards. And in the modern landscape of college football, players are coming and going all the time. And it's probably going to be hard to hang on to a guy who has that stellar of a debut. What's Brent Key's pitch going to be like to keep a guy like that, Aaron Filo, on campus? Because I think all these coaches now are figuring out that if you can get him in young, coach him up for 3 to 4 years, hang on to him for a while, you're probably going to be better off than going all transfers.
Well, first off, I think Aaron Filo made ACC history this week when he became the first player in the conference to win ACC Rookie of the Week in two separate seasons. Because he played four games last year, including their come-from-behind win versus North Carolina State. He split snaps with Haynes King in that win over number four Miami when the Hurricanes rolled into Atlanta 9-0, but he was able to preserve his redshirt. And I'm sure it's the era in which we live that the vultures were circling around Aaron Filo, but it speaks to the culture that Brent has imprinted here at Georgia Tech and the belief that Aaron Filo has in Brent and in Buster Faulkner's system that he didn't seek a different environment. He was more than willing to be there for another year, knowing that he likely wasn't going to supplant Haynes King, and he might have to wait until 2026 for him to run the show. But as you saw versus Gardner-Webb and you saw in spurts last year, he has a lot of arm talent, and he's a really savvy quarterback. I mean, he broke Trevor Lawrence's Georgia high school career passing yards record. So, you know, he's always been a shrewd, accurate signal caller who I think has continued to grow in this system and apprenticing under Haynes King. And Georgia Tech feels very confident that if they need to call upon him for whatever the situation dictates this Saturday or any other game this season, they have the utmost confidence in Aaron Fano. Brent Key was steadfast this offseason in saying he believes he has the best quarterback room in the country. And between Haynes King and Aaron Fano, you have two really good guys that can come in and inspire a lot of confidence in their offensive teammates.
Andy, have a fantastic call on Saturday. As always, we appreciate your time, man.
Appreciate that, and shout out to my in-laws up there in Greer. Hi, Dale and Ellen. I know you're listening.
Andy, before we let you go, I do have to let you know, you've heard of that concept of the 6 degrees from Kevin Bacon, right, where you're never more than 6 degrees away from somebody? Well, you and
100%.
You and I are 1 degree separated, even though you and I have never met. I went to high school with and graduated high school with your executive associate athletic director for fundraising. That's a mouthful. Robbie Poteet. He and I went to high school together.
I will make sure to mention that to Robbie as he shakes down my pockets tomorrow morning.
That's right. Great. Thanks, stuff, as always. Andy Demetra, the play-by-play voice of Georgia Tech. High School Player of the Week next, right here on the Fan Upstate.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream.
Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.